A vast crowd kept following him. In today's gospel, we see the contrast between two of our Lord's apostles, one who truly believes, Andrew, one of the first followers of Christ, and Philip, who still thinks more in worldly terms. The vast crowd that is coming towards Jesus is none other than fallen humanity. And so Philip, thinking in worldly terms, thinks it is impossible for Christ to feed the crowd. But Andrew, having more faith at this time, knows that our Lord can work the miracle. He had saw the miracles. He was one of the first to follow him, and he has confidence that our Lord can somehow arrange that they may be fed. But more importantly, we learn from today's gospel that fallen humanity must be fed from Jesus Christ. For the vast crowd of fallen humanity must either come towards Christ or they are necessarily going from him. As Cardinal Newman so eloquently pointed out upon his conversion to the Catholic faith, that there are no halfway houses in this world. There are no comfortable spots in which man can create thinking himself to be truly religious. He said quite emphatically that one is either on their way to the Catholic Church or on their way to hell. And so we must thank our Lord that we have been blessed to be members of his mystical body as we try to go forth to bring all of humanity to him. For on the mountain, our Lord would preach the sermon that included the 8 Beatitudes. So he showed himself to be truly the feeder of mankind because he fed mankind the truth he so desperately needed. We all know that from his natural reason, man can come to the conclusion that God exists. His understanding of God may be skewed, and indeed his understanding may fall into severe and grave error, but all men can come to know that God exists simply by the power of their own natural reason. And because of the effects of original sin in our own personal sins, God became man in order to clarify all the errors that we fall into, and most especially to give us the grace to draw us out of our sinful ways so that we may truly dwell in the truth. And so our Lord shows himself today not merely the feeder of our minds by the truth he taught, but also feeding our souls by the Eucharist he would establish in Holy Mother Church. And so he truly can be said to continue to feed mankind until the end of time, working that greatest of all miracles at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, one that we know he will continue to work until the end of time because of the profound depths of his love for fallen humanity. And so let us be more like Andrew, believing that our Lord, even in these troubled times, can still work the wonderful miracles of drawing mankind back to himself, feeding him his divine truths, and feeding his soul, nurturing those truths on his very presence amongst us in the Blessed Sacrament, so that the world may again come to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ, from whom alone they can gain their salvation, from whom alone all good things come. If we do not strengthen ourselves in the practice of our faith, then we will contribute to the exaltation and the growing of the kingdom of Satan that seems to have such a terrible grip on mankind. But we know full well, as faith teaches us, it is not a matter of numbers that will overcome the evil of the world, but it is a matter of faithfulness to the teachings of Jesus Christ. For our Lord teaches very clearly that he can write straight lines with crooked men. And indeed, we know that in the time, the Old Testament time, when he sent the chosen people to battle, he would whittle down a rather large force to 400 men. And with the 400 men, under the guidance and leadership of Gideon, he would conquer the Amalekites and drive them from the land. And so we know that our Lord is capable of driving evil from every society, no matter how wicked and depraved it has become. Our modern society has become the most wicked and depraved of all societies that have ever inhabited the earth. And so its hope is the hope that it always had, for its hope is Jesus Christ, the all-powerful God who became man in order to deliver us from our sins. That is why in the first reading, Gamaliel warns very clearly that the Sanhedrin better be very careful about how they treat these disciples, for if it is truly what they teach is truly from God, then there is nothing they can do to overcome it. And so we are strengthened by that hope that nothing can overcome the truths of God. We only have to try to the best of our ability to conform ourselves to that truth and to turn to Him each and every moment of our lives for the grace to preserve the truth that He first gives us in baptism and He continues to nurture in every sacramental encounter that we have with our Lord. And so we must seek Him where He is truly to be found. And our Lord is truly to be found in a most special way in His sacraments. He is found in the teachings of Holy Mother Church. And so let us remain faithful to her as we work out our salvation in this life, in order that we may join the angels in heaven and all the saints who have gone before us, so that we may praise Him together for all eternity in that life to come.